This is not going to be a Minecraft video. I only just have Minecraft here. You may have seen this set of news floating around on the internet. So I wanted to enlighten you guys on this because a large majority of my viewer base is in the UK, US, and Australia, like top three. And this is going to affect all of you. So the gist of it is going to be this. In the next few weeks, you're going to see something happen. And I don't know how it's going to be enforced. I don't know how it's going to roll out. But YouTube is going to roll out machine learning to estimate your age. That's it. So teens will be treated as teens and adults will be treated as adults. What they're going to do is look at signals on your viewing behavior to presume your age, regardless of what you've put in your login info. Now, before I explain all of this, I'd like to jump into what we call YouTube Kids. And let me just, I can go back here. This is the homepage. I searched up my own name because I wanted to see exactly what kind of videos YouTube expects people of a certain age range would watch. So over here, we have a parental control, and if you click on it, that is how you determine whether people are old enough or not. What is 6 times 9? Otherwise, you can set your own passcode here, so obviously you can abrogate that, but it's kind of funny how this is the initial reaction. If you punch in the wrong number, by the way, if you're like 78, for example, it's just gonna give you another one. It's just answering a simple question, so you can just do 20, and that allows you to change all of this stuff, content settings, search restrictions. So here I've got kids under 4, so if you go back, this is what YouTube Kids shows you if you're under 4. Hamster Cage, Hardcore Civilization is under 4. I don't know, you may have seen a lot of these videos in your recommendations. So this is the signal for kids under 4. We're going to change this to 5 to 8. Not much has changed. The recommendations still look kind of the same, but what I'm going to do now is search up Phoenix SC. My videos will show up. This is going to become relevant later on. My videos do not show up for kids 4 and under. Apparently my videos are too mature. They're not for 4-year-olds. However, we have a whole bunch of channels that have remixed my video and recreated it in a different way, which is pretty cool. 9 to 12, a little bit older. All of my videos are definitely here. So I don't know how YouTube has signaled that these videos are okay. YouTube gets a lot of things wrong. This tech will allow us to infer a user's age and then use that signal, regardless of what you've inputted into your account, to deliver age-appropriate product experiences and protections. We've used this approach in other markets where it is working well. Now, I'd like to see how the heck you've decided this. Where is it working well? In what parts of the market is this working well? How are you delivering this? There are not many other platforms out there that do this or at this scale like YouTube. We're now bringing it to the US, and as we make progress, we'll roll it out in other markets. We'll closely monitor the user experience and partner with creators to ensure that the entire ecosystem benefits from this update. So this will inevitably harm creators. It will inevitably harm users. It may even hinder the parental experience, especially if they use YouTube in the way that they educate their kids, especially someone who lives in Australia. This is something that I already knew was going to happen about a year ago. The federal government of Australia amended our legislation to require that social media platforms like YouTube prevent people under 16 from creating accounts. As you can see right here, this is serious, citing that delaying access to social media, including YouTube, until the age of 16 will protect young Australians at a critical age of their development, giving them 3 more years to build real-world connections and online resilience. Another backbone for this is the UK and the Online Safety Act. The purposes are roughly the same, trying to protect children from online harm on the internet. So this clearly casts a very wide net and to a point where it can become very restrictive. How is the information being used? Who is using it? What are they looking at? Why is the internet being the parent all of a sudden? There are a lot of concerns for this, and you can read how this works. We'll use AI to interpret a variety of signals, as we already mentioned. I don't know what these signals are, but watching Minecraft on YouTube is something that might be. These include the types of videos you watch, the categories of videos that they've watched, and longevity of the account. So maybe if your account is 18 years old, or is that non-conclusive evidence? I mean, as someone who uses the internet, obviously you know everything you do is being tracked. When the system identifies a teen user, we'll automatically apply our age-appropriate experiences and protections, including no more personalized advertising. We've got digital well-being tools like don't watch for too long, safeguard to recommendations, so not showing things that might be age inappropriate. If the system incorrectly estimates a user to be under 18, they will have the option to verify that they are 18 or over. So can you just tell them that they're wrong and then all of this will be over? They'll have the option to verify that they're 18 or over. What if you just don't want to? Like, you didn't have to show them a credit card or government ID. This is all of a sudden a requirement online for them to photograph your ID or credit card. We'll only allow users who have been verified or inferred as over 18 to view age-restricted content that may be inappropriate for younger users. You must do this. You can't get around this. Our continuing work to support kids, teens, and families. It's all right, fine. This is Google or YouTube's way of trying to abide by the law, so they really tried their hardest to not do this. I'm not aware of the closed-door communications and whether YouTube had any way to back out of this overarching legislation. They are obviously afraid because there are huge fines in the millions, and they have to be the big daddy to tell us what is beneficial and what isn't to a good, healthy teen environment. This approach is not going to work. Despite all of their efforts to restrict our viewing habits online, people will find a way to circumvent them. YouTube Kids, I'm sure, will be used by parents, but then when they get old enough, they will find ways to consume content that the world apparently doesn't want them to watch. I don't think this is a good idea, but I guess over the next several weeks, you're gonna find that for some reason or another, they have to protect our online communities from content that might be harmful. So if... if they find out you're under 18 and then you're not, good luck forking out your ID to the bouncer that's on the front page. Looks like you don't have a choice. We're gonna see in the next few weeks what happens.